How's it going? This is Scott Fish. I co-host a podcast called the Commission Impossible Podcast with Ryan McDowell. We don't exactly go over player values or dynasty trades or potential or rankings or mock drafts, and we usually don't even have guests. We just like to talk about commissioner stuff, so that's what you get. You can learn about lots of different scoring systems, interesting rules, settings, how to set up your playoffs, how to determine draft order, how to determine rookie auction values, things like that, stuff that commissioners might be interested in, like rivalries or rolling bankrolls or salary caps. We also answer commissioner questions. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, check us out. It's a pretty good listen.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price, and we have our two other hosts playing with us this evening, Russ Fisher, Dynasty Outhouse, and John Bosch. And we also have a wonderful special guest that we tried to have on once, but it didn't work out, and then we forgot, and then she's back today, you guys. It's Casey Kasem. How you doing, Casey?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Excited to get you on here. Before we get started with this, I just have a quick announcement from, we are a part of the DLF family of podcasts, and we also are kind of represented by the DLF Champions League. Are you guys tired of the same old dynasty format? Think you have what it takes to be a real champion? DLF has partnered with Safe Leagues and Commish Extraordinaire Scott Fish to create the brand new DLF Champions Cup Series. In the DLF Champions Cup Series, you're matched up in a Superflex TE Premium division with points and payouts awarded each year. Bonus is that every third year, your cumulative points go up against a larger field to see who wins the Champions Cup. Claim a team today and begin your journey to hoist the Champions Cup and claim the $1,000 grand prize. Visit dynastyleaguefootball.com/safeleagues to sign up today. John, we're in that league together. It was pretty fun, huh? We might do another one.
It was a lot of fun. You know, I don't like to do drafts, but I couldn't resist this co-owning with you, and it's fun. So, yeah, we definitely might do another one. I texted you the other night and said, my rookie stuff's about over. You ready to do another one?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like Scott is maybe going to do an auction version, but not as part of this series, unfortunately. So we may end up in a third
one
together.
One. John. You know, we may
be in a third
we
one.
We are too. Definitely in that.
Well, I'm but glad TradeNetX 8 did not kill drafts for you, like you said.
It almost did. It really almost did. That was a tough one. But I kind of like my team now, so it's all right. I need a quarterback, that's for sure. Anyway, let's play some games, you guys. This week, we are going to play the name game, of course. We're going to be playing ADP Cliffhanger game, and we're also going to be playing kind of a new spin on an old game. You guys probably remember Co-Stars, where we have to name off players that are on teams at this time of year when the rosters are just gigantic. This is kind of a reverse version of that, so that should be fun. Casey, you're the guest. Where do you want to start?
ADP Cliffhanger sounds like a plan.
All right. ADP Cliffhanger. This is going to be the rookie edition. And this is going to be based on May rookie ADP. Sorry, actually, it's going to be based on May startup ADP because we're going to be playing the rookies. We're going to be naming rookies, but it's going to be where they fit in the overall startup ADP. So rookie edition, but not rookie ADP. Here we go. First one is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We're going to go to you, John.
Superflex.
No, sorry. Regular. No superflex.
And I'm okay. It's superflex, and I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do with the cliffhanger here? I'm supposed to give you the ADP.
Do you want me to give the instruction for cliffhanger again?
Yes.
I can do that. Okay, so how we play Cliffhanger is I'm going to give you a player. You're going to tell me where you think that fits in the overall startup ADP for May regular one quarterback leagues. And there's 21 total points. The more points you get, the more farther away you are from the correct answer, you get points. If you get 21 points, you fall over the cliff and you are out of the game.
Okay, so single quarterback, I will go with 12.
You hit 21 or you go over 21?
Over.
Over 21.
Just checking, because I need to know how badly I can screw up.
John says 12. Russ.
I don't remember the player anymore.
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire.
No, this is startup ADP.
Startup ADP, overall ADP, not positional, not rookie only. One quarterback.
12's got to be way too early, right?
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
12 is right on the money, Russ.
All right. Well, if 12's right on the money...
You gonna believe me, actually?
I want to give John a false sense of security and go further away from 12. I'm going to go 16.
You're far off.
Russ says 16. Casey? Dang.
Like, I know any of this crap.
We're all making
I'm going to pick a number and just go with it. 20.
20th overall?
Yeah, why not?
Second round? Why not?
Why not?
I just realized that when I write you guys' down name on my or my your initials down on my scorecard, if I do JRK, you guys are all jerks.
Sup.
Actually, I think that means you're the jerk.
Maybe. Okay. John, you actually nailed it. 12.
I know. Man. I told you. I
know. Bullseye.
Studying. Boy.
No, I heard Ryan brought up Clyde on
Blueprint, so you cheated. Okay.
All right. I see those cliff notes over there.
That's like the person that reads the chapter in school cheated when they, you know, read the chapter in school. They cheated on the test, huh?
Yes.
Obviously.
So Russ picks up 4 points.
That'll be the only
points.
One I know.
I need to be writing it on my hand.
Russ picks up 4 points. Casey picks up 8. John sits at 0.
See, I told you that false insecurity, John. Be careful.
Yeah.
John, you won that one. So we're going to go back to you first again. The next player is CD Lamb.
I will go 26 for him.
That was the number in my head.
Perfect. Go 26. And we can't, everybody go 26. It's all good. That works perfectly.
Well, since John told me to, then I guess I have to not do that. Cheater. Let's see. I'm going to go a little later just because that seems to be what I do. 31.
Russ says 31. And Casey.
Gosh. Okay, my dude. I'll go later. I'll go 34.
Well, none of you are right on.
No.
But Casey wins this round with 34. CeeDee Lamb comes in at 36.
Dang.
She is 2 off, goes up to 10 total points. Russ is 5 off, goes up to 9 total points. And John goes from first to tied for worst with 10 off, up to 10 points.
Told you to be careful, John. Told you to be careful.
I would take him higher.
That's why you should have done what John told you. So, you know, he would still have a 10-point lead on you guys.
Yes, that was my plan.
We know, John.
Casey, you took that point, so we'll start with you with this next player, J.K. Dobbins, startup ADP.
Shit. Damn it, why do I have to go first? All right, I shouldn't have won that one. I don't know. I'm just going to have to throw out a number and cross my fingers. Let's go...
53 overall.
All right, John. Right.
Yeah. We'll go to John. Yeah.
I think he's earlier than that.
Yeah.
And if Matt's going down the line, that means it has to be after CeeDee Lamb, but I would take him before CeeDee Lamb.
That's what got me, right?
That's
who says I'm going down the line.
I'm just saying that's the typical way you would go, but I would really think he's above CeeDee Lamb. So, I'm gonna go 32, just in case he is a little bit after CeeDee Lamb, so I'm not super far. 32.
32 says John. And Russ, how about you?
I was gonna pick 37. Just because if he is going down the line, I'm gonna say
he's right next to it. Yeah. It's gonna backfire on me for not listening to myself, isn't it?
But I mean, rookie drafts, Dobbins goes first. So that's the only thing I'm clinging to.
Same. I would pick him first.
I don't have him anywhere, so I don't know where he's going.
John, sorry, you said 32?
I said 32, yes.
Well, the good news is this game is over because you guys are way off. J.K. Dobbins comes in at 18 overall.
Of course he
middle
does.
Of the all second right. round. Duh. So that puts Casey over the cliff at 45 total points. Yeah. It puts John over the cliff at 34 total points. And it puts Russ over by 28 points. So I guess, Russ wins. You were the last one to go over. So you're all dead, but, you know, Russ.
You guys have a handicap playing against me.
I just broke a few bones because I landed on your corpses.
Didn't you have a one-point lead on us going into that round?
But he was by far the least amount on day K. He said 31, I think. It was 19 off. John, you were 24 off, and Casey was 40, off.
You can play
off.
Back the tape. He said 37.
I did not.
No, he said 31, didn't he?
Oh, I really thought he said 31.
I immediately wrote down 31. So either my I'm bad. Or
do your ones
I absolutely
like
said 37.
Did you really?
Yeah, he said 37. Yeah. He went one over. On he went one over. CD Lamb.
I didn't say. I said 16.
Who wins this game?
Asterisk.
I did it right. I did the math right. It's still 19 over. So you still win.
Yeah.
It's 19 plus 19 plus 9. He had 9 before. He just picked up 19 for 28.
All right. So you have to have more than 3 rookies on the board. So let's at least go through them, right?
Hold on. Before
can
we
you
go
guys
on
even
this,
tell that I'm not like okay. I have like the third round picks in all my rookie drafts. I don't have any first or second round picks.
John, do you want a full count?
Yeah. Did Russ not have a 1 point lead? I think it was 9-10-10 going into that round. So I'm pretty sure he would have to have had his answer be closer to mine by more than one.
Okay. Listen. Russ had 9 points going into that round.
Correct.
You picked up 19 more for 28. Hold on.
I had 10 John, going in.
Hold John on. Because yeah. John picked 32.
I was so closer.
I'm glad you're I right. have no you're dog right. in you're this right. fight right now.
Good Lord.
You're right. No you math. Are, you win by 4.
Why do you pick games that involve math?
You win by 4.
I feel like John this won. Happens hey. Every freaking episode.
You want to wrap this up clearly, Matt, so that you can.
And that's only the stuff we leave in. Yes. Some of this is going you to get edited out.
The real problem is that I can't read my own handwriting.
Can you edit out what I said on the last, like kind of like just splice
that's
in?
That's all your awful guess is staying in. Casey.
All up for
us. Hey, man. Yeah.
I'm
a newbie to all this.
So wrap it up, Matt, yes. And then let's definitely talk about a couple of the other ones because I'm sure you have more. Right. Like Russ said.
All right. So again, yeah, you guys all failed. J.K. Dobbins had a ADP of 18. That actually makes John the winner of this game. He picks up 14 points for a total of 24. Russ picks up 19 points for a total of 28. And Casey picks up 35 points for a total of 45. So you guys all died, but John died last. So
last?
I guess he wins. You guys want to do some more of the rookies just for fun?
Yeah.
Yes. Please.
Okay. Right. Wait, hold on. So Dobbins is what, the third rookie running back taken, and he's getting drafted at 18, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Edwards-Helaire is 12, and Dobbins or John Taylor is, you know, right in that range too. I think he's like 14.
Can we not see how insane that is?
People are getting smart and they're.
I mean, it seems insane, but I've moved him up to, I think, I can't believe it. Remember if it's 7 or 8, but it's either 7 or 8 overall at running back. So like, if it's insane, then I'm also insane.
Like the point of rookie running backs running back. Is to take them early in rookie drafts, not to take them early in startups.
Right. But once you start looking at.
That's it.
But once you start looking at, I'm going to pull it up right now just for you.
You guys are all going to laugh when I'm right.
You're going to get to 12. 11 is Chris Godwin. 12 is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. 13 is Nick Chubb. Like, do we feel super great about Nick Chubb with Kareem Hunt? I don't know. I don't. He's also 3 years older than Jonathan Taylor at 14. Jacobs at 15. I definitely want Helaire and Taylor over Jacobs.
I'm not a Jacobs fan anyway. So
I get down. The one that I disagree with is Miles Sanders down at 17. I would have him over both of those guys. But, you know.
That's you.
That's me.
I've tried.
He got so much hype, and then the last week, he's like gotten so much hate. So whatever, you guys can, he'll balance out, I'm sure, at that point.
Eagles want to bring in Carlos Hyde. Clearly, Miles Sanders is trash.
Yeah, he's trash.
So I don't know. Dobbins maybe is a little bit off, I would say. I mean, if you're not expecting any production in year one.
If
you're not expecting production in year one, but if he was getting production in year one, then I don't think it's that terrible. He's just ahead of George Kittle, Juju, Evans, Henry, Mahomes, and a one quarterback league.
I want maybe not Mahomes, but I want the rest of those easily.
Henry. I probably want Evans and Schuster over him.
Well, Henry would have to be a specific team build. I would have to go into that draft knowing I am going to win this year. That's the only reason Henry exists at this point.
That's a good point. So,
all right. Anyway, what are your other guys?
Next one. Let's go to the next one. Cam Akers.
He's got to be in, I'm going to say like 47.
Lower. Or sorry, high.
Earlier or later?
Earlier.
Oh my God. I was going to guess 42 was going to be my guess.
36.
Earlier.
No, wow,
he's going before CeeDee Lamb at
36. Yeah, he's
30. 30. Oh, yeah. Okay.
30. Just behind Amari Cooper, just ahead of Kenny Galladay.
No.
This is not wrong, Russ.
No.
You guys, it's May.
You guys, it's May, and it's just after the rookie draft. Like, this is what happens. It happens every single year, especially when we have classes like this. This happens. So things will settle down, but, you know.
And I will scream until they do.
I don't think it's that excessive. Joe Burrow, one quarterback league.
Oh, I don't even know.
What's like a quarterback? Where should you take a
94.
I'm going to go 100. Oh, okay. 94. I'll go 100.
He's 95.
Nice.
Hey.
I was trying to do math. How many rounds
by
12?
So this is where I was hoping. This next one is where I was hoping to end the game. I thought you guys might get to this one. Cole Kmet.
That's funny. Oh shit.
Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
246.
This is where I wanted to end the game.
172.
Ooh, you're not far off, John.
180. Nice.
162.
Oh, 162. Nice.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably too early for me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's move off of this embarrassment. Let's
move on off of this embarrassment.
For anyone looking for the advice out there,
take
the running backs. Take the early running backs. Love them.
Do what you gotta do.
The ones that have produced already, not the ones that you don't know that they're going to produce year one.
But the ones that have value right now and are going to have more value in a year from now.
But I mean, he is.
Old dying ones.
He's like, I guess you can say Chubb, obviously, could be above him. Sanders could be above him. But I don't want Jacobs above him. I don't want
Jacobs is too high anyway.
Running backs, you know? That's it. Then you get down. The next veteran running back after that is all the way down to Aaron Jones.
Okay, so running backs are terrible. That's why I just don't draft them. Okay, so maybe that bias. Got it.
Gotta have them to win, Russ.
Young running back.
Is
a gold standard right now in Dynasty.
Can't win without them.
Okay, John, you took the first game. I assume you want to go to the name game next.
Oh, obviously.
All right.
We can cut out whatever the Co-Stars game is.
Just it's going to be fun. Okay, so we'll start. You guys all know how the main game works. I'm not going to explain it anymore, unless Casey, you are fuzzy on the rules. I don't think
what
you
about
are.
Our new listeners, Matt?
Oh yeah, they might not.
We don't have any of those. We only have two anyway. I'm pretty sure.
All right, go on. One of them's here, so.
Okay, so the name game. This is where I give you guys a player clue and then something that fits with a theme, and the names kind of blend together. I don't remember any examples off the top of my head. Any of you guys got any?
Well,
Tyrod Taylor Gabriel. That was definitely one, but we will not be using two different players in this one. In fact, we haven't done that in a long time, probably because we ran out of ideas, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one was intense.
It's probably about time to reinvestigate that, though, now that we've got a couple of new rookie glasses in. I don't know. This week's theme is breakfast.
Ooh.
Yum.
Breakfast. So the first one is, I'm going to go AFC West wide receiver and a hot beverage I have no idea why anyone drinks.
AFC West wide receiver.
Anybody want a clue for either?
Yeah, I'll take a clue whenever.
About the player or the beverage?
Beverage.
Clue about the beverage is this is there's two versions of this particular beverage, and one of them I have no idea why anyone drinks.
I thought that was kind of the overall description.
Well, there's two versions of it. There's one of them that's kind of a castrated version of the one that most people drink.
Okay, gotcha.
What was the division again?
That AFC doesn't West, help me though.
Wide receiver.
Wait, AFC West?
AFC West.
Trying to write it out.
We can go one more clue and bring it down to 1 point if you like.
Wait, hold on. I need to...
Man, I can't think of the wide receiver for the life of me here.
Would you like the team?
Yeah.
Go for it.
The team is the Denver Broncos.
Oh, Russ.
Russ.
Jerry Jew decaf coffee.
That is correct. Jerry
Jew. Oh, no! Decaf coffee.
Decaf. I had coffee. I was like, none of these
work. I know. I'm like, who in the world ends with
completely forgot cough? About rookies.
Who ends with cough? This is terrible.
That's where I started. But then when he brought in the neuter version, cough, I'm like, oh, got it.
But seriously, who is decaf coffee for? I just don't get it.
I don't know. It's
they're both terrible. So
no, regular. Shut up. Real coffee's great. Real
coffee. I grind my own beans every morning.
Of course you do.
Delicious.
Of course you do.
Actually, one of my favorite parts of summer is that it's cold brew season, and I make my own cold brew too, which is just
awesome.
Just delicious.
Send me some.
It's super easy, Russ. I'll
give me an Irish coffee. I'll drink an Irish coffee.
I can make those too. All right, next one.
I like the smell of coffee, not the taste.
Yeah.
So, I think I read some article a while ago where, like, if as long as you can smell the coffee, it offers almost as much benefit as drinking it. So you're good.
That might be. It does perk me up when I smell coffee. That's why I just like Pavlovian or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. This is a cereal branded as healthy, but actually it has more sugar than sugary cereals and NFC East running back.
NFC East running back.
And I guess I didn't really look up if it's actually claimed to be healthy. I think it is. It's just what, you know, my mom always told me this is a healthy cereal, and I didn't like it.
Okay.
And I remember being really excited to throw it in her face. This isn't healthy, Mom. It has more sugar than Cinnamon Toast Crunch or whatever it was that I liked.
Oh, so Cinnamon Toast Crunch is healthy is what you're telling me. Got it.
Oh,
I understand.
That's so weird.
You said it. You said it.
I'm writing down cereals. Nothing seems to fit here.
Oh, I have cereal branded as healthy, but actually has more sugar than sugary cereals. And NFC East running back.
All right, I'm gonna guess, even though it'll disqualify me.
For three points, Russ.
Wheatezekiel Elliott.
That is incorrect.
I don't think Wheaties have a lot of sugar in them.
That's a good answer, though. That's a good answer.
They're basically cardboard.
I know, but it's something that you think of when you think of healthy cereal, and it fit with an NFC East running back.
I used to have the Jordan box, but not anymore. I bet that's worth some something. No.
Same. I have no idea where it went.
I'm sure he had multiple boxes, but I had
probably. I had a Dream Team box. I'm pretty sure that was a cool one.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll take a guess.
You want to take a guess?
Yeah, but I don't think it's right because it's whatever. We'll try anyway. It's going on the same kind of path that Russ went on. Frosted Mini Wheats, Ezekiel Elliott.
That is incorrect. you want to go all the way down to one, or do you want to take a clue to go to two?
I'll take a clue. I'll take a clue to the for the team.
The team is the Washington Redskins.
Ah.
All right, I'll take a clue for the cereal.
The cereal, it has some kind of dried fruit in it. It has dried grapes in it.
Yeah, Raisin Bran was the first cereal I went to, but I literally doesn't work with Adrian Peterson, Bryce Love, or Darius Geis.
Oh,
Russ got it.
I mean, no, I don't know it. I don't.
Who's there?
He's screwing with us. It's things we're not ready to think of them yet.
I can't think of. I have no idea who they took in the rookie draft.
Triple stumper, Ross. Who is it?
Antonio Gibson.
Yes.
For Antonio Gibson, yeah.
He's giving us rookies that we're not ready to think of on their teams.
I thought that was a pretty easy one.
That was easy. I forgot that he's listed as running back and such.
All right, nobody gets points for that one. Next one.
Imaginary points.
Imagine him.
Let's stick with the cereal theme for one more.
Oh, please do.
NFC East wide receiver, and it's a cookie cereal.
Oh.
It's like there's a cookie version of the cereal. Or I should say there's a cereal version of this cookie, I guess. I guess there is maybe a tad bit of creative license in this one, but not it's not bad, I don't think. You guys can tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know I kind of know the name of the cereal. I'm not sure. I think I got the. Do I have
the wide receiver? Russ and John, you both have kids. You should know cereal. Casey, you are a kid, so you should also.
John?
Know. Yeah, right?
John?
John.
There is a cereal that's Oreos. So I'm going to go with Jalen Ray Goryeo's cereal.
I'll accept it.
That's what I was thinking.
Jalen and Rigorio-O's.
Rigorio-O's.
No. The Oreo-O's.
Those still exist?
They definitely exist.
They definitely exist, and they are delicious. And I will eat them dry out of the box, no problem.
I would eat them now, yeah.
That's the best way to eat them, Matt.
I feel bad. That was the one I could get, and I didn't even get it.
John, you got that on a three-pointer, huh? So
yeah, from deep.
Score 3-1 so far. Next one, NFC North wide receiver and an orange flavored citrus drink with only 5% juice.
NFC, what was it? NFC North. What? North?
Russ.
Russ.
No.
Allen Robbins Sunny Delight.
No.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Although, no, that's right.
It does work. And
that is good.
An imaginary point. But the
John.
No. No.
John. Justin Jefferson, Sunny Delight.
That is correct.
John. I don't care. You're only doing rookies. You never stated that. I win.
I'm going to give you guys both. I'm going to give you guys both a point and a half for that one.
I think that's the right way to do it. Russ deserves points for that.
You guys both get a point and a half.
Okay, so we're doing rookies. The cat's out of the bag.
All right. My goodness.
You heard NFC North, and Russ is like immediately Allen Robinson. Obviously, there are no other wide receivers in that division.
Didn't even think for a second, even though the first three clues were all rookies. You guys both got a point and a half. It's fine. Let's put it right down the middle. Casey, you did not get a point and a half.
No,
you got an imaginary half.
I wrote Sunny Delight down, and then he.
Whatever. I'm actually surprised that it has 5% juice.
Me too. Yeah.
I didn't think it had any.
That shit's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Next one. We have three left, by the way.
Oh, great.
AFC West tight end and an egg dish often filled with meat and or veggies.
What was the player again? AFC West tight end, you said?
Yes, sir.
Are we still doing rookies? Are we sticking to that?
Maybe.
Oh man, are we supposed to know Albert O's last name? Because that's not going to happen.
Yeah. It doesn't end in what the other one starts with. So that's why I'm thinking it's not that.
I don't know.
No, his full last it's name.
What was the? Okay, never mind.
I'll take a clue on the team whenever you got that. If everybody else is ready, I can't think of the rookie tight ends that were drafted.
Denver. Denver is the team.
Oh, shit.
Really?
It is Albert O.
Put it together.
Doesn't his name end in like Okwuya Bunum? Maybe I have the dish wrong.
Oh, I have the dish.
Oh, so it's Albert O. Omelet.
Albert Omelet.
Okay, whoever has now we're going to award this point.
Albert Okwuya Bunum.
Whoever could say the name best. Who could say the name best?
I don't even know it. I know it starts with an O.
John?
Isn't it? It's like Okwuya Bunum or something, isn't it?
Okwuya Bunum. How about you, Casey? You want to take a shot?
Everybody gets a point.
Everybody gets a point.
John's going to get a point and a half, and you guys are going to get a point each.
Plus a Denver omelet is a real thing.
Albert, such an asterisk on this game.
An omelet.
I was looking for something that started with key. I was going
quiche. Yep, I was looking for quiche. Yep.
Same, I have omelet written down. I should get a point. Look, there's omelet.
Yeah, you got
good
a
job,
point.
Casey.
I just want you to know that I'm trying.
You're on the board.
I'm trying, guys. I'm drinking.
Score is 6.0 to 3.5 to 1. two remaining.
Is this the first time we've ever had fractional scoring?
I think it might be the first time we've ever had decimal scoring.
Only to one fractional point, you guys. So if you get a tie on the fractions, you're out of luck. Okay, next one. This one is maybe also a tiny bit of creative license.
All right.
But I don't think it's that bad. AFC East tight end and a cheesy variety of a round Jewish bread.
Say that last part again, please.
Cheesy variety of a round Jewish bread.
Cheesy variety?
A cheesy variety.
Yeah. It's cheesy. One of my favorite kinds of these breads.
All right. NFC East tight end?
Yep.
NFC or AFC?
Oh, Russ.
AFC. Sorry. AFC.
AFC.
Wait, no.
AFC East tight end.
Ooh. Say it again. Say the. Okay. Can you give the whole thing again?
AFC East tight end and a cheesy variety of a round Jewish bread.
Is it bad that I don't know what the round Jewish bread is?
Yes.
Yes. It's very bad that you don't get this.
Or a cheesy version of it?
Cheesy version of a round Jewish. Flavor is that a better than, better word than variety? I don't know. It's
I don't eat breakfast. This is hard. All
right. What? Breakfast is the best meal of the day.
Bobby is out there just yelling at us.
I eat Brenner quite often. Do you want to? Would you like a hint?
Sure.
About which one?
The food.
Probably both eventually.
This is a type of bread that is boiled before it's baked.
Oh.
God, I do not know the rookie tight ends.
Yeah, I do not know the rookie tight ends either.
I know one that went to the AFC East, but I'm not sure how to pair it with any type of bread product.
The rookie tight end, it plays for the New England Patriots.
Oh, damn it. That's the one that I know, too.
Oh, Russ?
Russ.
No.
Is Devin Asiago Bagel?
That is correct.
No!
Asiago Bagel.
No, oh,
jeez. All right.
No, my art.
So the Asiago.
Asiago Bagel.
I didn't think the Asiago. I just had the bagel.
And I'm like, all right. Like I think it's a C, a C, but it's, you know.
How I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, all right. Asiago. No football player's name ends with a huh to get me to get Chala worked in here. So I have no idea where he's going with this.
That's why I didn't say Chala, because I knew I'd get yelled at for it.
Chala.
Chala. Okay.
Russ is within striking distance. He has 4.5 points. John has 6. Casey with 1. This next one, though, is going to be worth, instead of 3 points.
Enough for Casey to win.
Instead of starting at 3 points, it's going to start at
40.
It's going to start at 4 points. Because I don't know if you guys remember from older shows, but we would put more than one thing together, more than two things together, rather. Gotcha. So this is a combination one.
All right. I've been listening for 2 to 3 years, and I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Oh, for sure. We've done Keenan Allen, Rob, Keeban. Yeah. There was like a Keenan Allen, Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Something one. Rob Gronkowski. Oh, that is Rob Gronkowski and Allen Robinson. Something like that.
Sony Michelle Cry and Robin Sony Michelle or something.
Yeah. Anyway, we've done it before.
All right, my brain's going to melt. Let's do it.
This one only has one player, so don't worry about it. It's not going to be that bad.
But this is a whole new level of game for me to try.
It's true. Slang for coffee is the first part. The second part is an AFC East quarterback. And the third part is a, quote, hot cereal.
Say the whole thing again.
I don't need the quotes, but it's not a cold cereal. It's a hot cereal. Slang for coffee.
Cereal.
AFC East. I'm sorry, not AFC East. AFC North quarterback. And
Russ.
John Bosch. John.
No!
I think it was
Cup Russ. Of Joe Burrow meal.
I mean, that's the answer, but I said my name first.
Russ did say his name first.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, damn it.
Russ did say his name first.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, I'm just slow. I know these things.
Everybody got that one anyway.
Everybody
I need to stop writing it down. I just needed to say it.
Stop. You should not be writing down.
I'm trying to work it out.
I'm trying too hard, Casey.
Let's go tiebreaker. I'm sorry. I thought you said go ahead when I rung in.
No, it's okay. I don't have a tiebreaker, so you guys.
Oh, shit.
Russ, I'm going to say Russ wins. So the games are 1-1. Sure.
Russ wins.
So that just for fun, so we go into the last game with some drama.
You're going to listen to the playback and you're going to hear us simultaneously say our names.
Nope.
It was close, but I'm pretty sure it was Russ.
And wait, who's editing this again?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's definitely, you're not even going to hear my voice.
As the illustrious, incredible terrible Bill Barr recently. It's not Bill Barr. Is it Bill Barr, the attorney general guy? Who's how he said they asked him a question about Flynn getting being exonerated and how his history would look back on that decision. And he said, well, it's winners that write the history. So
that guy's straight. That guy's winners write the history book.
But it's true.
As Trolls World Tour says,
oh, God.
Winners make the scrapbooks, Poppy. Winners make the scrapbooks.
Oh my gosh.
I did not like Trolls 2 anywhere near close.
I couldn't watch a single one of them ever.
It was,
you know. Trolls 1 was actually pretty good. I like Trolls
1. Trolls 1 I enjoyed.
I did not like.
This is brutal. It's a good thing that got released direct in home. Otherwise, I don't think anybody would have watched it.
Oh no, people absolutely would have gone to see it. But
it would have been trashed much higher.
Yes, it was not good.
Okay. Last game, we're going to play a game I'm calling. It probably needs a better title. So if someone out there of our two listeners knows a better title or can think of one, let me know. I'm going to call it Reverse Co-Stars BS. So we played Co-Stars before. This is the one where I give you a team and you guys go around and name a bunch of players off of those teams until nobody can name anymore. I think the last one I hosted, we played Co-Stars BS, where you bid on the number of players you think you could get. This one is going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to tell you how many players of a particular position there is. And then you guys are going to bid on how many names you need from that position from the bottom up. So we're talking about, we're starting with, let's say you bid five names, you're getting the five bit bottom names. You're not getting the top superstars or whatever at the position.
What do you mean by bottom? Like bottom ranked
the
by
bottom
what?
Of the depth chart, according to a depth chart site that I'm using.
If there are seven wide receivers on a team,
uh-huh.
and I think I could name five of them, I say I need two.
No. You're naming the team. You're trying to figure out
the team. Oh, you're going to give us the names of the players, and correct. We're going to pick the team.
You're
going to
tell me the team.
I was not listening all the way. Clearly.
I may have missed something or was interrupted.
No, it's cool. Something.
But so yeah, so if you bid, so let's say there are 20 of whatever position on the team, on whatever team, and you bid five, that means I'm going to give you the bottom five names from the depth chart, and then you have to tell me what the team name is from.
We don't know what team. How are you going to just, let's just do one. How are you, because I'm curious how you're going to say, like, start to open the bidding.
I'm going, John, you're going to say, I need five names. You're going to say, I can do it in one name.
Are you just going to say wide receiver? Or are you going to give us like a division?
I'm going to give you. Yeah, I mean,
like, we don't even know what team we're bidding on, so we're blind bidding on any of the 32 teams, and then have to figure out the team later.
Yep.
I'll start at zero for everything.
That's fine. You can start at zero. Let's try one. Maybe it'll fail gloriously, but I think it might.
No, I understand. It's a fun game.
So we're going to start with wide receivers.
Okay.
And Russ won the last game, so we'll start with him. There are 14 wide receivers currently on this team's depth chart. Russ, how many do you think you can name them in? Remember, if you
all right, so I like if I'm gonna play it smooth, I'm gonna say like 10. So someone could outbid me because they'll get it in less than that.
And then somebody else would have to say nine or less.
So the bidding is gonna go in reverse for this game.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say 10.
Russ says 10 out of 14. Casey, how about you?
Nine.
You can also pass. I'm sorry. The other part of this game, obviously, is the BS portion. So you can call BS on the person and say, no, I don't believe you can get in that many names. And if the person does get the correct answer, he gets 2 points. If they don't, the challenger gets 1 point.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do 10. Nine.
I'll say six.
You can do it in nine names. John says he can do it in six names, Russ.
I'll go five.
Ooh, I think that's going to be tough.
BS.
I think that was a good BS. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
We're going to start out with Jeremiah Braswell. Russ, does that help you?
Yeah, but I don't want to seem too smart.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to, how about Rashad Medaris?
Oh, yes, Sam.
Dennis Jackson?
Got him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo Ward.
Mm-hmm. Casey and JoJo.
Russ,
and your last name, Russ, is I'm actually gonna give you two more just because. But if you we'll start out with five, but if you can't get it, I'm gonna give you a sixth one anyway. Devin Phelps.
These sound like fake players.
That's Michael's brother.
And the sixth name, I'll just give it because how about Shane Leatherberry?
Yes. Just wanted to say the name out loud. I get it.
Football in the
1930s. I did. I did just want to say the name out loud.
I'm going to guess the Rams.
That is incorrect. Casey gets the point. I'm going to start naming receivers, and you tell me when you can get there.
Okay.
Keep going.
Brett Toth. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at the wrong one. Johnny Dixon. How about AJ Richardson?
I almost said the Raiders on Johnny Dixon for some reason.
How about Trent Sherfield? Getting closer.
Ooh. Jets? Is that the Cardinals?
That's a name someone should know.
No, it's the Cardinals. It is
the Cardinals. That is right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. God, that's scary that I was going to Trent Sherfield. Why do I
the next one would have been Hakeem Butler, so that would have been the giveaway.
That would have given it away.
All right. So now I see what we're in for. Okay.
Yeah. Casey gets a point.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, I got a point. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Casey. I think I set him up for that one pretty well.
Hey, you know, I can take all the help I can get right now. It's not like I'm going to.
Casey, you got the point. So yeah. We're going to start with you on this one.
Okay.
This team has 6 tight ends on the roster. From the bottom up, how many names do you need to get the team name?
5. 3.
I assume we were going same order. Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
All right.
Russ called bullshit on 3 tight ends.
I didn't want to go 4 because I think you would have gone to 3, and I think 3 is the number.
It might be gettable if you're really paying attention.
I'm not.
John does not.
The first name is Jared Rice.
Nope. That Jerry Rice, he's a 49er.
Jared.
Oh, Jared. Nope, never heard of him.
How about Donald Parham?
That name I've heard of. So what's the next one?
The next one is Steven Anderson.
Oh, I have heard of both of those
names. Steven Anderson has been on a lot of teams. But
yes, I actually have him on a couple of my rosters.
When he went to the Patriots, I picked him up everywhere. Yep.
I think 4 was definitely going to give it away. But
the fourth name is actually tougher, I think, than the third name.
No, clearly.
I'm going to give it to you anyway because I don't think you're going to get it Andrew Vollert.
Nope, he doesn't help.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But
the next one definitely will help. So
Houston Texans.
That is incorrect. The next name is Virgil Green.
Chargers.
That is correct. No. Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Russ Donald Parham. I definitely have heard that name.
The Dallas Renegades. Who's the
I thought it was the Cowboys the way Casey was freaking out.
No, but I wrote about him, so I know.
Russ,
nice.
It's going to start the next round. We're going to go reverse order this time. We're going to go Russ to John to Casey.
Okay.
All right.
Russ, there are 7 running backs on this team. How many of those names do you need from the bottom up to get the team name?
See, it's weird. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get past 3 people before BS is called.
So start out at 3.
There were 7 of them?
There are 7. Actually, hold on. Things have updated since when I wrote this down. So let me tell you now. There are now actually 8.
Somebody got signed.
Somebody must have gotten signed since yesterday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I bet that name's going to help us.
Yes.
Roto World.
Yeah. 8 running backs on this team.
5.
Russ says 5, John.
I'll say 4, and that way Casey gets the point at least.
So I can say BS. Yep.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You say BS.
John's setting this up for a tiebreaker. That's what he's doing. Gosh.
You better believe it. I'm just trying to get through this game and survive.
I don't have a tiebreaker, so we're going to see what happens.
Even better.
The first name, John, of your 4 running backs is Sonoris Perry.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. I've heard of Sonoris Rice.
Cameron Scarlett.
Nope. Wasn't there a Jordan Scarlett or something that played for the Panthers at one point?
There is, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Not the same guy.
Still not the same guy. All right, good to know.
Sean Wilson with a U. Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Wilson.
There was some Sean guy that went to the U. Okay, go on.
How about Kari Blassingame?
I've seen that name on MFL. Let's see if I can close my eyes and see what team name was after it.
I'll give you even one more.
Okay.
How about Daylon Dawkins?
That doesn't help, but I have seen Blazing Game because that name stands out when I'm scrolling through MFL for some reason.
Right.
It does.
I hope you enjoyed this point, Casey.
I mean, I got to get it somewhere.
I knew. All right, so we've eliminated a couple of teams.
I was about to say, your chances are getting better the further into this game we get.
Probably yes. Going through these same teams repeatedly.
Glad you guys called me up to be your filler. I'm just here to look pretty, and you can't see me on the podcast.
Let's see here. Trying to think, like, who would have just three more? You gave us five, so who would have just three more backs on the roster?
Most teams.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the problem. Let's go with the Falcons.
Falcons is incorrect. Casey with the point.
Oh, man. Woo. Played that strategy out. Woo.
All right, here we go. We have also another name on this roster at running back is David Flewellen.
That name I know, but I have no idea what team it is.
That one should that one should be a giveaway, I think. Wait, but is that if not,
Jacksonville?
No. Same division though. The next name is a giveaway. Darrington Evans.
Titans.
Tennessee.
That is correct.
Dang!
Why didn't I pay attention to what team Blazing Game? Like, I just like his name. I think it's fantastic.
That is an awesome name.
It is fantastic.
We might have to change this to Dynasty Blazing Game Night.
Blazing Game Night. There you go. I love
score
it.
Score is Casey 2, Russ 1, John 0.
Yeah.
I want to nominate him for a dollar somewhere just to have him on a roster.
Just because I want, Russ, I want you to tell me where you want this to start and what where you want to be in the order.
Okay.
Russ?
He's basically saying he doesn't want me to be able to game three.
I want you to pick. I want you to pick your choose your fate. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you want to call BS or maybe you want to try to answer it. I don't know.
Who goes? What direction are we going in?
You can pick whatever direction and where you want to start.
You set the order, Russ. He's really he's putting you on the tee for putting it on tee for you here.
Me and Casey.
You want to start with you and then go to Casey and then John and then back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna go to like four so that Casey calls BS on him.
Maybe.
Why are you
wide receiver? There are 12 of them on this team, Russ. From the bottom up, how many names do you need to get the team name?
I was really hoping he was going quarterback.
Yeah.
Is this the last one? Is that why you're doing this?
I could not do quarterback.
Yeah, how many of these do we have, Matt?
This could be the last one, but I have one more if we need it.
Okay.
Six.
Russ needs six wide receivers from this team, Casey.
They've been really hard so far. I'm scared.
Don't do it, Casey. Don't.
I know, but it's.
Just say five, Casey. Just say five.
And I'm just supposed to make up a team off the top of my brain.
John.
Well, look at it this way, Casey. If you say five, he says BS, he gets the point. If this is the last one, you win.
If you say BS and he gets and Russ gets it, he wins.
So John is just stopping me from winning. Is what
yes,
down
that's
to.
All that he is wants. Exactly what I want.
That's
to do.
That's how John plays. If he can't win, he just burns the place to the ground.
Yes, I'm hoping they're all real.
Oh no,
nobody's ever
Casey,
heard of.
There you go, KDC.
Okay,
I've got faith that Matt like has like deep. You know, because there's like all how right. many did you say?
Deep.
There's 12, and I
think I should recount and make sure there was no updates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, because I'm hoping there were some updates.
No, there's still 12.
Okay.
And Russ, you get six. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He's on.
Austin Mack, Alex Bachman. This one might not be too bad.
No, don't.
Amba Edetawu. No, I definitely know that name.
Okay.
Amba Edetawu. No. David Sills.
Oh, that's a name I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Dillon.
One more.
Victor Benjamin.
Oh,
I feel like I should give one more since I've given everybody else one more.
Damn,
sure, why not? Just really set this up.
Sounds great. Go ahead.
Damari Scott.
That did not help. The Jets.
Any of the other ones are definitely giveaways, probably.
Laviska Shenault.
No.
The Jets?
That is close, but incorrect. It is the Giants.
Oh!
Next name would have been Cody Core.
Yeah,
that Corey Coleman, Darius Slay.
Yeah,
Russ, what's your NFL fan franchise?
Seahawks. Right. Yes, I'm from New Jersey, but I'm not a Giants fan.
That's right. That's right. You are a Seahawks. That's right. I know. I shouldn't have forgotten that.
Casey takes the game 3-1. So that's a tie for all three games. Which, of course, I don't have a tiebreaker, but I'm going to make one up right here on the spot. We're going to go back to ADP cliffhanger. One player, one question. Whoever is closest wins this episode.
You want to give us the order here, Matt? Because in this case, we cannot select the same answer then as we normally can in Cliffhanger.
No order. Just scream it out.
we can all literally write it down or whatever. Or
theoretically, Casey won that game, so she's going to go first.
No, right? You know what happened last
time. By the general rules of this game. And Russ won the game before that, and then John won the first one. So we'll go Casey, Russ, John.
All right.
The player is, man, there's so many to choose from. I'm going to go with Henry Ruggs Jr. Is it Junior? It's Junior, right? Henry Ruggs Jr., the third.
Henry Ruggs.
Casey, where does he fall in startup May ADP 1 quarterback leagues?
Great question. Let me think about it for a second. Henry Ruggs. Okay. And here's the pause. Why do I have to go first? Last game. 62.
62. That if was you really funny. Are us, what number are we thinking of right now? No one, really? Get cultured. 69, dudes.
What did you? I didn't even hear what you said. Sorry.
If you really are us, what number are we thinking of right now?
That sounds familiar. 69,
dudes.
Oh, is that Bill and Ted?
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
I can't wait for that reboot, though.
I wrote down 75, but since Russ went 69, I'll just say 70 and hope to walk away.
Well, you guys, we have an upset because Casey was a bullseye. She freaking nailed it.
Nice, Casey. I don't think that's an upset at all. Nice job, Casey.
Casey comes from behind. Casey comes from behind.
How the heck did
Casey, you are the Dynasty Game Night champion of the world for this.
Now that is extremely high to take Henry Ruggs.
That doesn't.
Yeah, early sixth round.
Well, that was wow. No.
Congratulations, Casey.
No. What the hell?
Yay, Casey.
She's like legitimately shook up.
What the heck just happened? I feel like I was Bobby just throwing out a number trying to get it to just end.
When you said 60, I was like, come on, do it. And then you said 62, and somehow I kept a straight face.
Perfect.
If we actually have enough episodes.
62.
Casey, if we actually have enough episodes this season, then you'll get to be on the Tournament of Champions.
That's never going to happen, Matt.
Oh, yes. So I'm going to make everybody think that they're going to win. And then at the very.
We'll combine it with the ones we did from last year. It'll be like a two-season tournament.
Yeah. Do you even know what season of this show we're in? I don't.
Three or four.
Three or four was my guess. I don't know which.
It's at least three, but I kind of think it's four.
Guys, I'm sorry, right?
Because we had two Tournament of Champions for the first two seasons.
How did that even happen? I'm sorry, guys. I don't
know. That's how that happened, because John had to try and be sneaky. And
Russ, it wasn't going to matter what I picked. She nailed the number.
No, I mean the game before. Me trying to avoid John is what happened.
And me trying to avoid you. Was the same way.
The game, what you actually did.
That's fine. And Russ did the same exact thing. And he knows it.
Guy, I'm sorry. I can't. Right? I'm okay. Calm down.
Good job.
Right. Well, now I have to create enough games to make a Tournament of Champions so we can get Casey on there, because she's flipping out way too much for nothing to come of this.
I don't understand how I just pulled a number. I'm going to go play the lottery.
Go buy a lot of tickets.
I'm shaking over here.
62 straight across the board, Casey, on that lottery ticket.
This is season four, because we had first two Tournament Champions. We did not have one last season. So you can either call it continuation of season three or season four with three episodes of season three.
Season 3.5, since we're into the decimal scoring now.
There you go, 3.5. All right, everybody. That was Dynasty Game Night for John, for Casey at the Casey Kasem, for Russ at Dynasty Owlhouse, for John at John Bosch FF, for myself at Matt Price FF. Hope you guys had fun playing games with us tonight, and we'll be back again at some point. Russ says he has a bunch of games, so maybe we'll be back sooner than later.
I'm ready to go.
Maybe we'll have another episode recorded before this one even comes out. You'll have to wait and see. But sign up for the Dynasty League Football Champion Series at SafeLeaguesFantasy.com. Or no, I got that totally wrong. Don't go to SafeLeaguesFantasy.com. Go to DynastyLeagueFootball.com/SafeLeagues and play some DLF Champions League. Maybe you'll play with John and I. Lots of fun. We'll see you next time for some more Dynasty Game Night.
Yay, Casey.